We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Good success is up to you. If you were to ask people, what do they desire from their jobs? They would probably say more money. If you were to ask people, what do they want from their relationship? They would probably say to be happy. If you were to ask people, what do they want from the friendships they have? They would probably say trust. If you were to ask people, what do they want from themselves, not for themselves? They would probably say, I'll let you fill in the blank on that one. If you were to ask people, what do they want out of life? They would probably say, and I'll let you fill in the blank on that one. These two were left blank for you to fill in the appropriate answer. What do you demand from yourself? What standard have you set for yourself? What do you want out of life? Do you know what life has to offer you? With the passing of one generation to the next, there's a demand to do more, to be better, and to achieve more. Since that's the case, what do you have to leave the next generation so that they will have something to work with? What position are you leaving the next generation in? What instructions are you leaving with them? What example are you setting for them? When the children of Israel reached the promised land, it was time to conquer the land. The land had been promised to Israel as Abraham's descendants. You have reached the promised land of today, and it's time for you to conquer it. You are not in the wilderness, and you are not standing on the edge. You are in the promised land of today, and it's time for you to have good success. After the death of Moses, God chose Joshua to lead Israel in their campaign to conquer the land. God has chosen you to lead the campaign to conquer your promised land with the leading, guiding, and power of the Holy Spirit. God gave Joshua some instructions on how to have good success as he led Israel. God is giving you the same instructions in Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The Word of God is the key to good success. It is the key to your good success. Study and apply it daily. You are the only one who can stand in the way of being prosperous and having good success. It's not the man. It's not the woman. It's not the system. It's not the job. It's not the money. It's not the people around you. It's not anything outside of you. God's Word is true. Go get your good success today. Enter your promised land and conquer it. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.